One this morning. Lots more to get to. The reason why we're here this morning, of course, is we're talking about Ready, and we're going to be talking with Ready in relation to the symposium, the engineering symposium. We're here in the outside broadcast unit in the fantastic and fabulous Kerry Sports Academy, and we're talking about how the organisation is working with, and this is the first engineering symposium here, how it's working with industry, working with students, working with educators, to try and change how engineering and revamp how engineering is taught in this country. We're going to be talking to a host of different people. We'll have people like Professor Joseph Walsh, who's director of the IMAR Research Centre here, of course. There's a STEM building under construction here as well at the MTU. We'll be talking to him about that. We'll talk as well with Professor Edmund Harty as well about his role in it, and a number of industry leaders who've taken a keen interest in all of this. It's about the future of how we come up with solutions, come up with ideas, and come up with developing engineering solutions to our life's issues. And speaking of that, we'll be talking as well on the programme about SSE Thermal, who've announced this morning they'll be shortly submitting their planning application for a new next generation power station at Tarbert. They're going to be going under the Strategic Infrastructure Development section of An Bord Pleanála, and it's going to be run on hydrogenated vegetable oil, which is recycled oils that are a carbon-free or low-carbon alternative to diesel fuel power plants. So we'll find out about that in more detail as well, speaking of engineering solutions. But today, the Ready team at MTU is welcoming their industry partners to its first engineering symposium taking place here at the Kerry North campus, preparing the engineers for tomorrow's challenges by rethinking engineering education in Ireland. And with me in our outside broadcast here, I've got Dr. Fiona Boyle, who's Programme Director of Ready, Rethinking Engineering Education in Ireland within the School of STEM at MTU Kerry Campus. We also have Kate O'Connor, who's a student. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having us.
Fiona, if I can ask you, first of all, tell me about Ready. What does it mean? What are you trying to do, and what have you been doing here at the MTU?
So I suppose, Jerry, as you mentioned, Ready stands for Rethinking Engineering Education in Ireland, and at the outset, what we're doing here has been made possible by the Higher Education Authority and the Human Capital Initiative Pillar 3 Fund. So really what we're trying to do in a nutshell is we're trying to produce well-rounded engineers of the future for Ireland's manufacturing sector. As we know, it's a growth area for the Southwest region and also nationally. And when you look at the recent Engineers Ireland report, there is a talent shortage of engineers. And a lot of businesses are saying that that is one of the, I suppose, the lack of engineering talent is a barrier to economic growth for them. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to, we have this Level 8 Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical and Manufacturing Engineering. It's one of the first outputs of the Ready project, and today marks a significant milestone in the Ready project because our student engineers on that Bachelor of Engineering, Mechanical and Manufacturing Engineering, are getting to showcase the skills and the attributes that they've gained over the first year and a half of the programme. And as you mentioned, we've got industry partners here today. We've over 20 industry partners from different manufacturing sectors all across the Southwest region and nationally. And our student engineers in their second year are getting to showcase what they've learned in the first year and a half with when they go out on work placement in year three. And I suppose there's aspects of the Ready programme that they're unique. It's a Level 8 Bachelor of Engineering. There isn't a programme like this in the country, and we're offering it here at MTU Kerry Campus. Students get to learn with emerging technology, so virtual reality, augmented reality. They get to work individually and in teams from the minute they come in the door. They spend a 2-year on-campus learning experience here at MTU Kerry, and then they spend 2 years on paid work placement with one of those impressive industry partners that we have here today. And I suppose they're not going out on work placement until September 24, but today is the first step in the process of them showcasing their abilities and what they've learned on this particular unique programme. And you know, it's testament to the commitment and engagement that we have with our industry partners, as so many have turned up here today in Kerry to meet our students and for our students to introduce themselves to the industry partners as well. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Kate, tell me, why did you get involved? What drove you this direction in your education career?
Well, the Ready team came into us in school, and I was kind of unsure. And then when I saw that it's 2 years placement and 2 years in college, it was like the perfect course for me. And with the headsets, I was really intrigued by them, by using immersive technology. And it's really like a safe space where you can learn. So we've used it in 4 modules so far, and I just find it great. This is
augmented reality, virtual reality, where you can move things around with your hands, all virtual.
Yeah, we use a Ruhl Goldberg machine. It's like dominoes using different components as well for first year, and we had until October for till December to do it, and it was struggling, but we got it done, and it was great for time management and organisation skills.
And what area of engineering are you most interested in, shall we say, or are you still going through all the different disciplines?
I'm still kind of going through it, but I'm really interested in the agri side of it, and also I got the opportunity on being the striker wise team, and I'm getting mentored by a lady in there in the engineering department, and she's going to show me all the different departments in engineering so I can get a better insight into it.
So Fiona, is that an example then of what you're talking about, that mentorship?
Exactly, yeah.
While you're in college, you're learning from a particular industry.
Yeah, so I suppose one of the key things as well with the Ready project is we've brought in a team of professionals that have industry experience. So we've academics on the team, and we've also engineers in residence on the team. So the students are getting to learn from, I suppose, our lecturers that have combined, we've over 160 years manufacturing industry experience across the team. So they're getting to learn from people that have been out in industry. They know the challenges that Ireland's manufacturing sector are facing. But then in addition to that, through the strong partnerships with our industry companies, there are mentorship programs available as well. So Kate has mentioned the Striker Wise, which is Women in Science and Engineering. And Kate and one of the other students on the program, Karen, have been accepted onto that program. And throughout this year, their second year, they get signed up with a female engineer in Striker that gets to show them all the different types of the business, all the divisions within Striker, the different products, and really gets, I suppose, to mentor them and become it's a collegial type setup, and it's really fantastic that our students have got that opportunity.
Is that part of the focus of Ready in terms of rethinking? It's trying to get different
mindset, yeah.
And different people, let's say more women involved, more people who wouldn't talk to engineering, say, oh, I have to be brilliant at maths for that, or just someone who wouldn't think of it to go into that direction.
Exactly, and I suppose a key thing we're doing is from an access point of view, you know, sometimes people think engineering, I have to be fantastic at maths, or I have to have done engineering for the Leaving Cert or DCG or construction. That's not the case. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to open up engineering as a course choice and a career choice for loads of different people. And I suppose we don't have, an important point to note is we don't have honours maths as an entry requirement, but we're very conscious of the fact that you do as an engineer need to have a certain level of maths as you progress through the programme. So while we don't have honours maths as an entry requirement, we don't want that to be a barrier. We are providing additional maths, we call contact hours or additional maths time, to support students that may not come in with honours maths. In addition to that, entry to the programme is a combination of CAO points and portfolio. So it's not all based on the points you get on that one day in June.
You'd like people, for example, maybe someone some more artistically inclined to be involved in designing something.
And that portfolio, Jerry, was very important to note. You know, when people hear portfolio, they go, oh gosh, that's a lot of work, and you know there's a lot of input that I have to put into that. That is not the case. We have templates there on our website, www.readyoreedi.ie. We have explainer videos. Really what we want to see out of that portfolio is someone's interest in engineering, in STEM, in being adaptable, in being flexible, in being part of a team. So it need not necessarily be, you know, your Leaving Cert engineering project that you're showing, or a DCG project. It could be, you know, you could be involved in some kind of initiative with your football club or with a charity organisation, and it's something that you have, you know, that you've been involved in, and you can showcase that as your portfolio. So it's equally weighted for those coming in via the Leaving Cert route. You've got your CEO points combined with your portfolio points, and they're equally weighted. So it just opens up, and it takes the pressure off of, I have to get X amount of points in my Leaving Cert to study engineering, or I have to do honours maths to study engineering.
The door isn't closed if you don't have those things.
Exactly.
One of the other things you've changed about the Level 8 is you give more time in work placement than other degrees. Is that right?
There's no other Level 8 BEng in the country that has 2 years paid work placement. So I suppose that was it's very important to us when we set out on this journey back in 2020, and we were, you know, I suppose a key goal for us was to co-design and co-develop the programme with industry and with enterprise. So we had a lot of focus groups with our enterprise partners about the work placement model and what would work for them, and all the same time being very cognizant of the fact as well, you know, this programme will be, we aim to go for Engineers Ireland accreditation as well. So we wanted to, from an academic quality point of view, make sure that everything was set up for success all the way through, but also that we were meeting the needs of employers in the region and nationally. So for them, you know, 3, 6, 9 months, that's kind of what you're looking at nationally for work placement and engineering degrees. That wasn't, that wasn't meeting the need for industry. They were just training students up on placement, and students were back in college or students had left. So they really wanted to, you're spending a lot of time training staff up So they want to keep staff, they want to invest in their staff, and they want to retain staff when they graduate as well. So we were listening very much to what our enterprise partners wanted at the outset, but also making sure that the academic quality of the programme was robust as well. So we're very excited about it, and Kate and her class are the first group that will be going out now in September.
Yeah. So they're showing off today to the industry leader, but you also want, I suppose, to advertise the course to other people thinking to do it as the first cohort go through it.
Exactly. So for anyone interested in the programme, the CAO code is MT834. You can go on to the Ready website, www.ready.ie, and that'll bring you, if you go there, it'll bring you into the MTU website and give you all the information about the entry requirements as well. So I suppose the Ready website is a project website, but this is a programme that is ran, we run it through MTU, so go into the Ready website and it'll direct you then, signpost you the right.
Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, look, I want to thank both of you for talking to me this morning. Lots going on here today. We're going to find out a lot more from a number of different people who are here at the Engineering Symposium, the Ready Engineering Symposium at the Kerry Sports Academy. If anyone wants to call up and have a look themselves, Fiona, they're free to do so.
Yep, definitely, no problem. We've a lot of NG, actually, I must say. NG is our robot serving, ice cream serving robot. He's in the foyer of the Kerry Sports Academy, so he's on show all day, and he'll be doing some dancing and strobe lighting and some smoke will be coming out.
Brilliant.
All intentional.
Brilliant. Nothing will be malfunctioning anyway, that's for
no,
sure.
No.
Brilliant. Okay, Fiona, thanks a million. That's Dr. Fiona Boyle there, Programme Director of Ready, Rethinking Engineering Education in Ireland within the School of STEM at MTU. Kate O'Connor, a student as well, of the first cohort of that engineering degree, that Level 8. If you have a view on what they've had to say, the jobs they're looking to try and get going, we want to hear from you. Lots more on the programme. And speaking of engineering and those sort of things, those sort of reusable oils, that all came from an engineer, that all came from engineering and solutions to today's modern problems. And with that in mind, that's part of the reason why we're here, because at the MTU they have, of course, the whole engineering side of things and rethinking how engineering is taught. We have our energy symposium. It's the Kerry Sports Academy. I'm delighted to say we have Professor Joseph Walsh, Director of IMAR, the Research Centre and Industry Representative, Head of Intelligence Mechatronics at the Research Centre at the MTU in Kerry. And we also have Derry Sheehan, who's Managing Director of Avonmore, who are one of the partners here. We're very interested in seeing what the engineers have been doing today, the student engineers, and explaining all about, I suppose, the partnership that's there between industry and the college to produce these sort of students. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Joe.
Joseph, talk to me first of all. Look, today is a very important day. It's this first Level 8 engineering degree in a different way, and you're getting your industry partners in to have a look what the students have been doing.
Yeah, I think this is very much, I suppose, a meet and greet for the students who are on the new Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical and Manufacturing Engineering. They will be going in placement for the final 2 years of the programme, and this is an opportunity for those students to meet with their potential employers who they will be doing their placement with. I suppose the feedback that we were always getting from a university perspective is that companies wanted programs with more work-based learning. And I think this is the program that we're providing. And the advantage that we have here is that while the students will be placed in industry, they will be using immersive technologies like virtual reality and augmented reality to ensure that they're still getting, I suppose, the workshops and laboratories that are required when you're doing a science or engineering-based program.
Derry, what does this mean for Avonmore? What are you looking for when you look for an employee and a student coming out of college?
Yeah, what is certainly different about this is that collaboration between the college and us directly. That never, ever happened. So that was very, very welcome when that came along maybe 3-4 years ago at this point, where they actually engaged with us to ask us, what is it in the curriculum that you'd like to see? That was a game changer for me, because we were employing engineers for many a long year. But to have the opportunity to have an input into their curriculum to say, okay, we actually want problem solvers here. It's not just the guy with the knowledge of the degree, but with the attitude to be able to solve as they came across problems.
So were you having to train all over again in the way ye worked prior to this, now it's more of an adaptable side of things?
Correct. It's getting that mindset to be open and to be to actually tackle real world problems, rather than saying, oh, I'm just a student, you know. So it's a mindset change, and that collaboration, there is there's huge value in that for the likes of us, because we've actually engaged with the college here directly in a project in AR, assisted reality, basically, where we want to be able to send an engineer out directly to site, but with a pair of glasses, basically. So in other words, we want HQ to be able to talk to the guy that's in Dublin or Galway or Belfast, wherever he is, directly. But the college now are actually enabling that for us. They're actually providing that technology with AR glasses.
And that's huge.
So we'd never, ever be able to do that of our own accord. But to get them to actually apply the technology that's there, it's a game changer again.
And that's all as possible. We're just talking there on the news about a new power plant using hydro-treated vegetable oil. There are issues with it, but that's another example, Joseph, of, look, you know, things need to be adapted all the time. A solution is found for a real-world problem. There are issues with that. Engineering could find a way forward to solve those problems.
Like, engineers are natural problem solvers, and that's what they, I suppose, are trained to do. And I think, you know, the solutions and the issues that we have from a global perspective, particularly around food shortage, that we will, I suppose, have in the coming years, this will be solved by engineers and scientists. You know, we will need to produce more using less land and less water and obviously less energy.
That's all about increasing efficiencies.
Exactly.
And using science and engineering to deliver
exactly.
that.
To solve those particular problems that will present themselves when you're trying to strive for better efficiencies. So I think all of these types of problems will be addressed by engineers and scientists. Programs and collaborations that we have with companies like Avonmore, they will allow, I suppose, our students to get greater hands-on real-world industry problem-solving skills that they can take with them into those industries and beyond, and tackle the actual problems that we will have from a global perspective moving forward in the coming decades.
Yeah, that's huge. And look, for people who want to get involved in, obviously they can come along here today and see what's happening, but the benefits of it, the employability, Derry, out of this is pretty high, I'd imagine.
Oh, it is, absolutely. And as I say, that collaboration, that connection, that, you know, the barriers between, we'll say, the likes of me and the college are broken down by the likes of this event.
Yeah.
So, tremendous.
For your company, now, people would say, look, a dairy company, a food company, what do you need engineers for?
Basically, any company, you know, does mechanical, electrical, you know, the world's a roaster, really.
You're trying to develop new products, new ways of doing things, and find those efficiencies that Joseph was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely massive. Okay, gentlemen, we're over time. People come down today, Joseph, get involved, CNG inside doing its work inside in the window here and everything else like that, all well worthwhile.
I suppose, look, it's a great example of what we have, showcasing that collaboration between academia and industry. We have a fabulous robot who's dispensing, you know, ice creams that we call NG. Really innovative piece of hardware. Another unique aspect of this program is that immersive technologies. You know, I've said Apple are really moving after augmented reality, and in the coming years, that will be the norm. And this type of integration, like smartphones that we all take for granted now, you know, 20 years ago, it was Apple that designed and brought that particular product to market. This particular immersive technology that they are now working on, when that hits the marketplace next year with applications, it really is going to take all the technology around immersive training to the next level. And Apple will be a driver, and we will work with products like that to ensure that the students that are going out to industry are fully competent in using that type of technology.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's all part of what's happening here today at the first engineering symposium here at the Kerry Sports Academy for the READY programme, Rethinking Engineering Education in Ireland. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. Now, we're here talking about the READY team at MTU, who are having their engineering symposium today. They're meeting with industry leaders and showing off what the Level 8 Bachelor of Engineering students have been doing for the last couple of years, and as they go out in work placement for a 2-year period. I'm delighted to say that I have in the outside broadcast unit with me here, I have got Professor Edmund Harty. Edmund, good morning to you. Talk to me about, I suppose, your involvement. How excited are you by today? How important is this sort of a day for the training, that whole idea of rethinking what it means for industry, particularly where you came from?
Yeah, so I'm here in two capacities. First, we'll say when the Ready programme started, I was asked would I chair the steering committee. Mm. And obviously I have a big industry background and knowing what's needed for industry right across the board.
Yeah.
And I'm also here in my capacity as I'm also president of Engineers Ireland, which is the professional membership body for engineering in Ireland. And there's about 26,000 members in that. And it's all about, let's say, having engineers and engineers for the future is what this programme is about. And it's a new way of thinking about how do we teach engineering to youngsters. You know, the entry is partly portfolio, partly CAO points. So it's not all the points race. It's if you have an aptitude for this, there's a route into it. The way it's been delivered is entirely different as well.
Longer work placement, yeah, other aspects like that.
Exactly, you know. And if you look at engineering as a career choice right at the moment, so one of the things we do in Engineers Ireland is we produce a barometer report every year, and there is about 8,000 jobs currently unfilled for engineering in Ireland. And another interesting stat that we picked up in that report is, you know, what do the public think of engineers and their competence? And looked at all different professions across there. And 92% of the respondents considered engineers to be either highly or very highly competent. And that was in first place position, and it was joined with medical doctors. So
that tells its own story, doesn't it?
Yeah, so engineering, and if you think about it, if you think about all the products around us, be it the smartphones we use, the televisions, the fridges, the roads, the infrastructure, all that, that's all engineering. So it's a hugely diverse career choice. It's a one that you can move anywhere internationally, you know, and we're here today, obviously, in MTU Kerry. And it's a new programme that's an entirely different way of engaging with students. And
the reason why you did that and starting that journey is that those 8,000 open positions, they have to be filled. If they're not filled, that's problems for the economy. And it's no good starting now. You started a while ago to try and meet that need.
Well, look, absolutely. There's a variety of things trying to fill those roles. You know, promote STEM, with science, technology, engineering, maths, those kind of areas. And look, there is going to be a need for more and more engineers. We all want more technology. There's a lot of challenges, let's say, around all the different areas, be it whether it's energy and sustainability.
We're having a debate about energy and climate change and new technologies this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all part of it.
That's right.
So tell me about the company side of it then. What do the companies see here today and how important is it for them? We met with the MD of Avonmore there recently, or just on the programme the last hour, about why it's important for him and his company to be involved.
So I suppose, look, you know, companies depend upon the people that are within the companies. You know, they're the future, the lifeblood of the company. So you have to have good people. It's what probably sets you apart. And this is a means of, if there's a shortage, you want to get the best graduates. You want to get people that are interested. You want the bit of practical experience, not necessarily all book work, let's say. And I think this is a blend of both.
Yeah, and that's what will work about it. We have all sorts of solutions. The sort of industries you're involved, like you came from the dairy industry, the ag tech industry, mm-hmm. is big here for Kerry.
That's right.
For people considering it, for parents who are kind of trying to advise their children what you want to do.
Yeah, like if you just take engineering, so you have obviously the whole ag and food side of stuff. You have, let's say, medtech, and a lot of things that people consider are medical innovations. They're actually created by engineers. The doctors are the people that just happen to, you know, put them into the patients, let's say. But there's the world of engineering in that, and that's a huge industry for Ireland, and you know, we're a world leader globally in that. Other areas, I was up with the Defence Forces there a couple of weeks back, and engineering is a huge part of what they do and the work that they do around the world. It's absolutely in everything. If you look at the whole area of AI, you look at the whole area of data analytics, you look at the whole area of renewables, engineering is in everything, and it's a case of
what does this mean for Kerry, Edmund? Like, you're President of Engineers Ireland, but the fact that it's happening here in the MTU, being a centre for this, gaining a reputation for it.
Yeah, I suppose, look, it's shown that, you know, here in Kerry, one's innovative in terms of how one is developing programmes. So just to give you a sense of maybe how broad engineering is, so one of the jobs that Engineers Ireland do is we accredit the engineering programmes across about 15 of the universities, and there's about 246 accredited programmes, which is a massive number. 246. You'd never think there was that choice.
Pharma, medical, agri, automotive.
All the engineering programmes, right? And if you like, this is kind of one of the new ones as regards how do we change the way that we educate engineering. Because if you think about it, you know, historically engineering was considered mostly males, whereas you look at other parts of the world, it's 50-50. If you look at other areas, and if you actually look at areas like gender balance now, that's all improving. And that's because, I suppose, historically it might have been associated with, let's say, you know, civil engineering, roads and that type of thing. But now you have areas like biomedical, you have like manufacturing, you have all that, and you have a lot more girls interested in that as well. So it's about, look, it's about career choices for people, you know, and what they're interested in, what they get a buzz out of.
Okay. Well, listen, look, today is the day. Everyone should hit her and have a look because it's well worth it. I know NG is going to be giving out some ice cream from Mockris Creamery.
That's
ice
right.
Cream,
yeah,
is that right?
So, yeah, so NG the robot is inside, just inside reception here. That started because Engineers Ireland this year, we were at the ploughing championships. It was probably the first time ever, and we wanted to engage let's say people about what is engineering. So and you want to get them a little bit excited about it, and who doesn't love ice cream? So we had we built in in association with MTU, and it was based on the good connections that we have there, and we came up with Ingy, and it was giving out ice creams at the plant. It was a huge success, and we said Ingy is back is how
brilliant.
I describe it, you know.
Okay, well, we're checking out alone a reason enough to come up here to the Kerry Sports Academy. Edmund, we'll leave it there. Always a pleasure talking to
lovely
you. Thanks
pleasure,
for talking
to us. Thank you very much.